Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Bet you never thought about James Bond being in church before, have you? Well, James Bond, as you all probably know, he ordered his drink shaken, not stirred. Well, today we're going to be talking about something kind of parallel to that phrase, although not the same. But rather than shaken, not stirred, we're going to be talking about what's given, not sold. Given, not sold. And it has nothing to do with liquid spirits, but rather the Spirit of God, who brings us His free gift of salvation. We can't put a price on the priceless love of God. And we can't sell what He has already purchased. The hymn we just sang starts out, "On Christ's ascension I now build." That ascension of Jesus isn't something that we came up with. And it isn't our idea to sell or to trade. The gospel is confirmed in Christ's ascension. That is, the ascension tells us that God has accepted the life, the death, and the resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ as the one single foundation for eternal life for the world. That it is by the grace of Jesus Christ alone that grants life with God to anyone. To anyone through Christ's offer of love. The blessing of Christ has been given to us. It's not sold to us. We can't put a price on the priceless love of God. We cannot purchase what has already been paid for us. We can't trade the gospel of God like stocks or bonds or commodities. It isn't a doodad to put on sale now. We don't do that so people will buy it. When Jesus told his disciples in the gospel lesson today that repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached to all nations, he didn't add, "only if you market it right." He's given the gospel, all 100% of it. He's given it to us so that we too can give it away. We are not to try to sell the gospel by carefully using slick sales methods. No, the gospel is freely given to us. And only Christians can freely give it away. Growing the kingdom of God is not like the movie Field of Dreams. It's not a matter of if you build it, they will come. Of course the world won't come. The world, because of our sinful flesh, the world put Jesus on the cross to die. So the world won't beat a path to our door if we just put the gospel out there with the right gimmick. We can't also confuse the message with the medium either. In other words, the methods that we use to share the gospel speak as much about the regard that we hold the gospel in as anything. It's the manner and fashion by which we share the gospel, tell others what we truly think of the gospel. Now, it's fine to be innovative and creative and inspired, because the gospel is all of those things in and of itself. Listen, there is no other religion where the deity comes to you. The deity doesn't come and offer you mercy and grace. No, you have to try and entice the deity. You have to pay, and you have to sacrifice to the deity, and then blindly hope that you have done enough to please the deity. Not so. Not so with the true God of heaven. He sent His Son to us, to earth. Like we talked about last week when Jesus came to the lame man and by the pool of Bethsaida. God, in His love for you, sent and sacrificed His Son for you. Now that is innovation. That is creative, like nothing else this world has ever seen. So yes, when it comes to sharing the gospel, it can be fine to use creativity and innovation, but again, it needs to not confuse the message of salvation by using an inconsistent or offensive method. Also, by the way, it's fine to use traditions and ancient practices in sharing the gospel, because that ties us to the history of God's gospel. So innovation and tradition have their place. What doesn't have a place is using the law to sell the gospel. That has no place. I've seen it used so often, and honestly, there are times when I've been guilty of that myself. I've also seen churches do a bait and switch routine. Come, and we'll help you with fixing your finances. Or, come, and we'll mend your marriage. Or, come, and we'll build up your broken down children. Oh, and by the way, you need to join the church to get all of these discounts and benefits. And also, by the way, your salvation is up to you. You have to make a decision for Christ. Otherwise, all these things we promised you, they're null and void. That isn't what Jesus said the disciples were to do before He ascended to heaven in the gospel lesson today. They weren't to try and con people into taking something that they didn't want. They were to give. They were to give away what all people need. And that's restoration with God through repentance in the blood of Jesus Christ alone. What He did say the disciples were to do regarding repentance and forgiveness being preached to all nations is that they were to be Jesus's witnesses. He told them, read this with me, please. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Beginning at Jerusalem, you are witnesses of these things." Read that again with me, the last one, last 48. You are witnesses of these things. That is, you are the ones who've been given, at the cost of my life, this message to bear witness to. That, and only that, is what we as Christ's followers bring to the world of people with failing finances, messed up marriages, and crude kids. Those things that are broken or messed up in our lives are indeed changed as Christ comes to us through His Word and through His sacraments. But our broken things aren't what bring the love of God to us. Only the cross of Christ, proclaimed openly and freely from friend to friend, is that witness of repentance and forgiveness of sins that individual people need, as Jesus said as He rose up to heaven. Now, does that mean that we don't change or that we don't do outreach things or have marriage seminars or youth and preschool programs? Of course it doesn't mean that. But we do those things to help people to grow and to mature as stewards of the gospel of Jesus Christ that he has freely given to all. And we don't put our hope, we don't put our confidence in those earthly things that we do. Those things are not the gospel. And the gospel, freely given by Jesus, is what the world rejects and yet so desperately needs. It is good to do things that help people to be wise with their money, and in that way reflect the wisdom of God given to us by grace. It is good to provide resources for Christians to help their marriages and families grow together in the love of Christ and so grow in repentance and faith, repentance and love toward each other. Youth and preschool programs are beneficial. They're beneficial for individuals to grow in the experience and knowledge of the love of God. But again, those programs and things are not what Jesus called his followers to be witnesses to. In this world, we witness to others of the mercy. We witness to others of the grace of God, given to us by the power of the Holy Spirit alone. Grace alone. Faith alone. Word alone. That is the bedrock of what we Lutherans believe, teach, and... I heard it. Confess. That's right. We confess, and in confessing with our mouths the love of God, we each individually bear witness to the forgiveness and repentance that is to be preached in his name as Christ called each of us to do. Now, I do preaching here in the pulpit, and if you bring someone here, I do all I can to give the law and the gospel rightly. I am not perfect at it. I've been here 6 years. You all know that. But the Word of God remains perfect. And it accomplishes what God wants in people's lives, despite however imperfectly I may preach. Witnessing also, imperfect or otherwise, is what God has given you to do. Perhaps not to preach in a pulpit, unless you believe God wants you to do that. And if so, I encourage you to go and get training and follow that call. You never know. God may be calling you to do this work or to mission work or to deaconess work. And if so, follow where he leads you. If you'd have asked me 25 years ago where I'd be today, it would not have been here doing this. So never doubt that if God calls you to this type of witnessing, he can and he will prepare you for it. By the way, I wasn't the oldest guy at seminary. But being his witnesses is something that each of us and all of us have already been prepared by God's word to do, because you have been given forgiveness. You have been called to bear fruits in keeping with repentance. Now, that is for you to do. It's not for the paid staff of any congregation. You are the only ones. You are the only witnesses to what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. You are the only witness to what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. You aren't called to sell what has been freely given to you. You can only give it away. And only you can do that. Like Smokey the Bear says, only you can prevent forest fires, yes. And to an even greater extent, perhaps, it's only you that can prevent your friend or family or neighbors from being condemned to the fires of hell. Now, don't take that out of the context of the Bible. Of course, it's the Holy Spirit. And only the Holy Spirit who calls and sanctifies and makes a person righteous in the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't confuse those things. But Jesus tells us that we are all to be His witnesses to others of that which the Holy Spirit does in us. We have been given freely what Christ purchased with His blood and His sacrifice. We can only give that away. Each of us and all of us bear His mark, the mark of the cross put on us in baptism. And wherever you go, bear this in mind, wherever you go, you are a witness for Christ. Whether you're a good witness or not, that's in your hands alone. You can't give that responsibility away to anyone else, not to me or any other pastor, teacher, or church worker. You alone have been given God's grace for your life, and only you can testify to that grace to others in your circle of family, friends, and co-workers. By the way, that's a joy. Don't think, oh no, I'm burdened with this. You don't need a script. You don't need a PowerPoint presentation or some memorized set of lines to get it right. What you know in your life, what you know and hold fast is that Jesus Christ came into this world, lived the only perfect life, and then gave that life up as a sacrifice for our sin, so that by His death, His resurrection, and now by His ascension that we celebrate today, we have the guarantee that God has accepted Christ's sacrifice on our behalf. That truth, that love, is what we are all witnesses to. And that is ours to give away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.